Oh, good. You're waking up. Don't freak out. It's okay. I'm the one who rescued you. Do you remember anything? Didn't expect you to, but worth a shot anyways. It was a stealth mission. I didn't realize the target I was supposed to acquire was a living thing. You were injected with something and passed out in some kind of entrapment or device. I don't know. Luckily, I was able to free you. I brought you back to my ship without anyone noticing you're gone. I'm sure you're in shock right now, but I promise you, it's gonna be okay. You're not in danger anymore. I'm bringing you back safe and sound. I did check you over while you were out of it. I needed to make sure that you weren't injured and that whatever was in your system would also leave it. You're as healthy as they come. It seems I came just in the nick of time before they were able to experiment on something precious like you. It's not common for Nears to go after humans. How did you end up getting taken? Well, I'm glad I was able to rescue you. You would have ended up something else entirely. The Near are known for their sick experimentation. It would have been a shame if someone as pretty as you fell victim to them. Sorry for my bluntness. I've never rescued a human before. Picking you up, you were a lot softer than I expected. I'm used to rescuing my kind, the Bois. Holding you was the first time I ever held something delicate. It was like you were fragile. I needed to protect you from the world, or else I don't know. I've never felt that way about a target. You're just so dainty, princess. I don't know what it is about you, but you're magnetic to me. By the way, I was taking bets on what color your eyes would be since they were closed. Looking at your cute face now, I was completely wrong. About the color. About everything. They are the prettiest eyes I've ever had the pleasure of looking into. You're breathtaking, princess. That wasn't too bold to say, right? Good. I wouldn't want to scare you off. I'm sure waking up to a tall, biotech alien woman tending to your wounds can be jarring for anyone. But you're taking it all in stride. I'm really impressed with you, princess. Would it be okay if I checked you over to know that you're healthy? You don't have any life-threatening injuries, but I would like to check your response to stimuli. Make sure you can answer questions, you know, stuff like that. It will let me know if there's any neurological damage or if I was able to rescue you just in the nick of time like I expected. Of course, it's only if you're okay with it. I won't. Perfect. First question, what's your name? How old are you? I'm similar in age. Not the point, but a fun little tidbit. What planet are you from? Do you have any family? Friends? I've always been a bit of a loner myself. This kind of job is dangerous. Most people don't stick around too long. Do you have a job? A place to live? Are you single? I want to know if my flirting with you has been appropriate. So, are you single, princess? Interesting. What's your type? Cute. I was nervous that when you would wake up, you would attack me, but you've been more than agreeable. Final question. May I touch you? I want to see how you respond to certain things, like, look at my glowing finger. Follow it. Good girl. Keep following it for me. Making sure that you can see and understand me. Very good. That's a good girl. Now follow my other finger. Yeah, just like that. Doing such a good job for me, princess. Yes, you are. Responding perfectly. Absolutely perfect. Now open your mouth and stick out your tongue for me. Good. Say ah. Good girl. Your mouth and throat look very healthy. No injections. No odd coloration. It seems your face was left alone by the nears. Consider yourself lucky. I'm going to check your chest now, so I'll be removing the blanket, if that's okay with you. I'm going to start by checking your chest. I want to make sure that you can feel everything, okay? I'm going to place one hand on each breast, princess. Take a deep breath for me. Good. Can you feel my hands? And when I push down on your chest, does it hurt? Good to know. Good to know. And what if I start playing with your nipples? Rolling each one between my calloused fingers until they're hardened little buds for me? Can you feel this, princess? Does it feel good? I bet it does. So sensitive. Responding so well to the stimuli. I think I need to go a little bit lower. Check a bit more of you, baby girl. Sliding my hand down your waist, over your hips. You can feel all of this, can't you? Shivering under my touch as I keep caressing you. I kept your pants on, wanting to let you keep your decency, but I think for a thorough inspection, I'll have to take them off. I wouldn't be doing my job as a rescuer if I didn't make sure you were okay everywhere. So I'm going to take these off now. Good girl. Oh, you look stunning like this. Flustering under my praise. Your cock springing free and arching proud. Just look at how hard you are for me, princess. Such a good girl. Your cock. I wasn't expecting this. It's so fucking pretty. It makes me wonder what it would look like in my large hands. How it would feel against my rough skin. May I touch it, princess? Thank you. It's so warm. I wasn't expecting that. It feels smooth, too. You're so much softer than me, princess. Everywhere I touch, my hands sink into your skin and leave an indent. It's amazing how delicate you are. You're such a pretty little thing, you know that? Absolutely gorgeous like this. Letting one of my hands drift to your nipple to play with it while the other holds your cock. I don't know if I prefer playing with your chest or your cock, princess. Your cock, though. It feels so good in my hand, baby girl. I'm assuming it's like the Abois anatomy and you stroke it until you orgasm, right? And sometimes it goes inside someone, doesn't it? And you prefer to be the one being fucked, don't you? Somehow I knew you would say that. Do you want me to take care of you, princess? Yeah? I can do that for you. I just start stroking up and down like this, right? Nice and easy, princess. It's been a while for you, hasn't it? It's okay. Relax. Let me take care of you. You've been through a lot. You deserve a reward for being so well behaved for me. Letting me use a thinly veiled excuse to touch you. Run my hands up and down your waist. Play with your nipples. Stroke your sweet cock. Yeah, that's a good girl. You feel so delicate in my hand, princess. For a human, you're so pretty, so dainty, so gorgeous underneath me, baby girl. Yeah, that's it. Doesn't my hand feel good? My gray skin sticks out like a sore thumb against yours. But with hands as large as mine, it's easy to make sure every inch of you is being touched, being stroked, being fucked by me. It feels so good to have someone else get you off, doesn't it? Yeah. Don't have to rely on your hands for this. You can relax. Let go. Let me do all the work for you. Your only job is to lay back and take it like a good girl. You can handle that for me, can't you? I knew you could. Following instructions so well, yeah. That's my girl. I'm so proud of how you're responding to me. Moaning as I stroke your cock like this. It must feel amazing, huh? That's a pretty girl. But don't shut your eyes on me. I want to see that gorgeous face of yours. I want to see the hunger in your eyes. Open them for me, baby girl. Come on, let me see. Oh, that's so good. You really are obedient, aren't you? You just want to be well-behaved and praised, don't you? You want all the compliments and attention, right? Yes, you do, princess. Starting to buck your hips without even realizing it. Trying to get closer to your own orgasm. You're going to be good for me and wait for permission, aren't you? Yeah? That's what I thought, baby girl. So well trained. So obedient. Such a good girl. Such an amazing little thing you are. My dainty princess. Moaning into my touch as I stroke her cock. Arching into my touch as my nail grazes your nipple. Oh, it's okay, princess. I've got you. Just breathe for me, baby girl. Look into my eyes and breathe for me, princess. Just like that. Good. Good girl. I'm here. I've got you. I just want you to feel good. I want you to come all over my hands. I know that's something you can do for me. Just wait until you have permission, okay? That a girl. Taking it so well. My roughened hands adding texture, making it that much harder for you to hold off on coming. I know how it is, baby girl. Getting closer with every stroke, but trying to be good for me. Trying to keep your composure. I see how hard you're working, and you're doing such an amazing job for me, baby girl. Yes, you are. I'm so proud of you. Taking you apart like this. Fucking you, making you feel good. It's as easy as breathing air, princess. You feel really good and safe under my attention, don't you? And that's my girl, moaning so prettily for me. Don't hold back any of those noises. I want to hear them all. You just sound so fucking sexy, princess. Everything about you is stunning. From how your nipples perk up and beg for attention, how your back arches off the bed and into my touch, even the bliss of pleasure dancing across your face. Oh, you're perfect. You take what I give you, right? That's what I like to hear. Love how sweet and obedient you are. I'm used to traveling alone on missions, but having someone like you around? I wouldn't mind that. It might be nice to have some eye candy around here. I could teach you to fly the ship, how to handle some of my weapons. And every night, I could take you apart until you're screaming my name and begging to come. You would like that, wouldn't you? Should I even return you then? Oh, you don't know what you're saying right now. You'll say anything, agree to anything, if it means you'll get permission to come. So desperate to hear those words right now, you aren't even aware of what you're agreeing to, princess. And that's okay. I'm not going to use that against you. I'm going to keep taking care of you. Keep stroking your pretty cock in my large hand until I decide that you can come. I can tell you're getting close. You have all the same telltale signs as my kind. In fact, our anatomy is fairly similar. It makes me wonder what sound you would make if I decided to insert a finger or two inside you. Shall we find out? I think we shall. I'll just lick up one finger, like this. And then I'll take it and put it inside you nice and easy. Shh, it's okay, princess. It's okay, I've got you. Just one finger sliding inside, nice and wet with my own slick. That's it. That feels good, right? Good enough to push you over the edge without permission? That's right. Because you're a good girl, and good girls wait for permission. Such a sweet thing for me. So pretty underneath me, letting me stroke and finger you. That's it, princess. Keep it up. You're doing such a good job. Just don't forget to keep your eyes on me. I want to see that gorgeous face. I want to see how pretty you are when you come for me, baby girl. I want to know what pleasure painted across the most beautiful person in the galaxy looks like. So keep being good for me, okay? Keep letting my finger thrust in and out of you like this, making you feel so good while my other hand strokes you. It feels amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, you're getting closer and closer. With every crook of my finger, or swipe of against the tip, aren't you? How close are you, princess? How close to coming are you for me? Oh, poor thing. It's okay, princess. I'm right here. You'll come soon enough. I just can't help how good you feel. I love how you clench around my finger. Love how soft and tight you are. I love how delicate you feel underneath me. You really are a dainty little princess. You're absolutely adorable, taking everything I give you so well. Such a good girl for me. Do you think you can come, princess? Yeah, you think you're close enough? Then beg for it. Let me hear that wrecked voice of yours, baby girl. Beg to come. Mm-hmm. Keep going. You can do it. You sound so desperate, princess. Absolutely wrecked by me. I had no clue I was having this type of an effect on you. Why don't you come for me? Come on, you can do it, pretty girl. Come for me. Come for me like the good girl you are. Just like that. So good for me. Yes, you are. Oh, such a good girl, coming like that. Letting it all go. I'm so proud of you, baby girl. Yes, I am. You did so good for me. You took everything so well. You did so amazing. Ugh, I'm so proud of you, princess. Are you feeling okay? That's good to hear, princess. I guess I can say that you do feel everything properly and definitely respond to stimuli. Why don't you take a rest? It's going to be a few days before we are back to your home planet, and you're going to need all the rest you can get. You just went through an ordeal of being taken and then rescued. But if you are interested, I would be willing to discuss a more permanent option with you aboard the ship. I see that twinkle in your eye. You're excited. But we can discuss it later, when you're in a better state of mind. Post-orgasm is going to lead you to make a stupid decision. Take a nap, get some rest, and we can discuss it in the morning. Okay, princess? That a girl.